Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 398. Wow, we are so close to 400. I could taste it. Thank you again so much for all the support. This is episode 398 of Ask Pat, and I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, before we get to today's question from Gabriel, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com. You can check them out and get a free 30-day free trial to AWeber to start building your email list. They are an email service provider that's going to help you start collecting email addresses so you can send broadcast emails out, autoresponder emails, and start to build that database of potential customers for your business. Very important to start building your email list and do it the right way with AWeber by going to aweber.com/askpat. Again, that's AWEBER.com/askpat. You can try it for 30 days for free. All right, here's today's question from Gabriel.
Hi, Pat. This is Gabriel Avilas. I blog at gabrielavilas.com. My question has to do with the length that it takes to build a platform that's monetizable. I just started blogging, and you know, I hear so much about courses and creating other products and services that generate tons of revenue. But realistically, what is the average time it takes to build up a platform in order for you to have those opportunities? Is it, I've heard, I think a couple years, maybe 3 years. What does it take? How long does it take to create the kind of success that gets you into the six digits and beyond? Thanks.
Hey, Gabriel, thank you so much for the question. It's an interesting question because, you know, I'm a little hesitant to give you a specific time frame because I feel like if I give you a specific time frame, and for everybody else out there listening as well, you're going to think that it's okay that you know, maybe you haven't reached that time period yet, that maybe you're not making money yet, and you're going to just use that as an excuse to not actually do the work that you need to do when you could actually do the work to make money even sooner. So I'm hesitant to give you an exact time frame. For example, if I say, "Oh, it's going to take you 2 years typically to build a platform that can make you six figures," you know, that's just wrong, because I feel like, well, if you are at a year and a half and you haven't made any money yet, you can say, "Oh, well, I still got 6 months left to go." Pat said it's okay, and it's not. It's not based off of time. It's based off of, you know, a lot of other variables. For example, how much work you're doing to put yourself out there, who are you building relationships with, who are you networking with. You know, things can happen much faster when you do the right things. Now, I will say, because I know I do want to give you some average times based off of my own experience as well, and I'm going to give you a wide range here. Two of my most successful businesses, smartpassiveincome.com and also greenexamacademy.com, those took about a year and a half before they saw any sort of monetization happening. And both of those sites, interestingly enough, weren't started to make money, but they started to build an audience quite quickly, and it was only after a year and a half that I was then able to start monetizing those platforms. So a year and a half, and that seems to be a good number in terms of what it might take to build a successful long-term business that can last for you for years. And both of those websites have lasted for years. And one of them I haven't even touched for years, and it continues to build and bring in a passive income for me. Smart Passive Income is less passive, as you know, because I'm doing all these podcasts and staying very active with it. But I do that to grow and that sort of thing. But I have other websites that within 3 months started making money, and you know, nothing up to the six-figure range. But I know of many people who have started businesses. They started building relationships sooner, and within a year's time started seeing six figures. John Lee Dumas, for example, from Entrepreneur on Fire, he started seeing it in a quite quick manner because he positioned himself very well. He was very quick to monetize. He was very quick to take action and do the right things with, in terms of, for his particular business model was getting sponsors coming on board. He got a lot of listeners right away because he was doing 7 days a week for his podcast, and then he got sponsors and then was able to build a six-figure business, you know, within a year, I believe. And so, you know, I'm hesitant to say, oh, well, it's okay if you don't make money by X period of time. No, but what you need to do is, you know, understand that there is work that you can do to get to that level, if that's indeed what you want to do, much sooner. So what I would do, and some very actionable items you can do, is, okay, think of that dollar amount that you want to hit. If it is six figures, then that's great. You can go to $100,000 and then backtrack from there. What's it going to take to get that $100,000 based off of the type of business you have? Perhaps you are doing a service-based business. Well, how many clients do you need to have, and at what price point do you need to have in order to get to that? Maybe you are selling information products. Well, how many of that information product or products do you have to sell, and at what price point? And break that down to monthly and even daily. And that can help you determine, okay, who do you need to connect with? How many people do you have to have coming to your website? What's the conversion rates? How many webinars do you have to do? So on and so forth. So that's how I would think about it, not in terms of years, but in terms of, okay, what's that next goal that you have? You know, hopefully six figures is perhaps a goal if you're not there yet, but that's not the end goal, because once you get there, then what? So backtracking from there, how many per month, how many per week, how many per day, and what per day are you selling, and at what price point? So again, some things to think about, and hopefully that gives you some direction, Gabriel. Again, just being very honest, I think that is the wrong approach to take in terms of how long it's going to take you, but more so, okay, what is it that you need to do in order to reach that goal? Not how long is it going to take, but what is that you need to do? And then maybe you could think of it from there, okay, well, in a realistic fashion, how long is it going to take to do those things? Again, visualize the process. You know, the end game is good to think about. There was a study that was done with 262 students where they had one set of students visualize the end game, so getting an A on an exam and testing their results, versus another set of students who visualized the process of getting that A. So not the end result, but the process of getting that end result. And the people or the students who visualized that process scored much better, because, you know, you can have that someday goal, but when you break it down into what it is that you have to do, it's going to be much more likely that you're going to achieve that goal. So again, hopefully that gives you some direction. Gabriel, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. For those of you listening, if you have something to add to this conversation, use the hashtag AskPat398 on Twitter, and we can continue this conversation on Twitter from there. Gabriel can check out that hashtag as well, hashtag AskPat398. And Gabriel, for having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt free of charge. Jessica, my assistant, was going to reach out to you very soon to collect that information so we could send that to you as soon as possible, probably in the next couple of weeks or so. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's leaving questions. You can ask your question over at AskPat.com. Just right there, there's a record button on that page, and we'll get those questions coming in and answer as many as we can. I also want to thank today's sponsor, AWeber.com, the email service provider that I've used ever since day one to start building my email list. It's helped me collect over 100,000 emails, which helps me send broadcast emails out when I have new posts that come out, which bring more traffic to my site, helps me keep in constant contact and continually provide value to my audience through the autoresponder that I've set up. And also, it's just really easy to set up, and they have a great customer service and live chat as well to help you out too. So you can check it out for 30 days for free by going to aweber.com/askpat. So that's aweber.com/askpat. All right, thanks so much. And here's a quote to end the day, and this is from Lee Iacocca. He said, "I hire people brighter than me, and I get out of their way." I love that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of AskPat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.